This is Northwest News from KPLU. You're listening right now to the Seattle Women's Chorus. They and the Seattle Men's Chorus perform tonight and tomorrow at McCaw Hall in Seattle in a musical farewell to their retiring director. Over 35 years, Dennis Coleman has been in front of not only the two choruses, but also some of the biggest changes in LGBT history. KPLU's Ed Ronco has more.
Let's let Dennis Coleman start our story. In 1981.
I was 31 years old, working full-time in church music, and came out as a gay man, and it was at odds with the denomination I was serving in.
That Southern Baptist Church fired him. And within days, he started talking with the Seattle Men's Chorus, a new group of gay men who had just started singing together.
They were about a year and a half old and had had trouble keeping a director. They were on number three at this point.
Well, three. They kept Coleman.
We shall live.
It is a Monday night rehearsal just a couple weeks ago inside a meeting room at the Plymouth Congregational Church in downtown Seattle. The room is full, row after row of singers practicing the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome." Coleman, now in his late 60s, is at the front of the room, on a stage and behind a music stand. He's conducting the group using a pencil as his baton.
We shall live in peace.
The hundreds of singers in this room are a far cry from the 45 or so at his first rehearsal in the early 80s.
I was scared to death. I couldn't even see their faces. It was, for me, it was just a big old haze because I didn't know any gay people prior to this.
So in many ways, the chorus gave Coleman a safe place to deepen his own sense of who he was. Meanwhile, other people were literally growing up with the chorus.
My name is Jeffrey Erickson, and I've been a member with the chorus since 2005.
But prior to that, he had been in the audience for years with his grandmother.
My grandma knew I had a love for music, and I always told her, I said, "Grandma, one of these days I'm going to be up there. And she said, "Oh, sure you are." Because, I mean, she knew before I knew that I was gay. Dennis has changed the arts community in Seattle profoundly. I think beyond just our city. I think his vision is not just to have an impact here in Seattle, but to have it ripple.
The Seattle Men's Chorus was established in 1979. The Seattle Women's Chorus, much more recent than that, 2002. Both identify as LGBT organizations, but you'll notice the words gay and lesbian are missing from their titles. Dennis Coleman says that is on purpose.
We didn't want to make it seem like the only people that would come to see a gay chorus were gay people. And the wonderful thing is that today we have quite a few straight men.
One of them is Dan Bowner, who learned about the chorus after his wife went to see a concert.
It's taught me a tremendous amount. It's taught me what it means to be a man, very frankly.
Bowner joined in 2009, and he remembers that first season, how he and some chorus members wandered over to a same-sex marriage rally during a break in rehearsal.
And people tried to hand me stuff, and I didn't want anything. You know, I didn't understand how homophobic I was. Mm. I listened to people talking about who they wanted to marry, who they chose. And I said, this makes so much sense. You know, the greatest truths are the simplest truth. So I joined the chorus to sing. But suddenly it was a mission.
The passage of same-sex marriage nationwide was one of a number of big events in LGBT history to take place during Coleman's 3.5 decades directing the groups. And the choruses continue to be a voice for LGBT issues and causes. Earlier this month, they sang at a vigil for victims of the Orlando massacre. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, they were dealing with the AIDS crisis.
Sometimes we would sing several times a month at a funeral. For one of our members, and we were singing at that point for members of the community as well. We tried to sing at any service that we were asked to sing at. At that point, the chorus's mission shifted to being more of a mental health organization for its members and the audience, because we were the one place you could still come in those days where everybody could, or a lot of people from the gay community could gather in a room, cry together, laugh together, be entertained, hear stories, and continue to fight on.
The concert features a variety of music spanning Coleman's time as director. Broadway ballads like this one, Bring Him Home, from Les Miserables. And upbeat numbers, celebrating the art form itself.
It's a musical. A musical, a puppy piece releasing all your musicals.
Coleman says he will miss the chorus, yes, but that deciding to retire was not difficult. Less stress about concert deadlines and rehearsal schedules, more time for travel, and he'll still be active with his church choir. But beyond that,
we'll see. Just like I don't have a clue what the chorus is going to be doing in 5 years, I have no clue what I'm going to be doing in 1 year. I never have been good at long-range planning.
Says the guy who just spent 35 years building two choirs. Dennis Coleman's final concerts as director of the Seattle Men's and Women's Choruses happen on Friday and Saturday at McCaw Hall in Seattle. The incoming artistic director, Paul Caldwell, conducts his first concert in October. Dennis Coleman says he looks forward to what Caldwell will do with the groups and is excited to take his final bows.
Scarlet won't quit me.
Ed Ronco, KPLU. Ed Ronco, I'm sorry. Sorry. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.